an oil drilling slowdown. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. 2016 will soon close as the second slowest year in history for Michigan oil and gas development. State officials say so far only 12 wells have been drilled, and six of those have been dry. Sam Corden has this report.
Data from the state shows that last year, only 100 permits were issued for well drilling. That was the lowest number since 1927. This year, that number's plummeted to a mere 40. A lot of factors are at play, including a growing market for alternative energy, but experts say the decline can be mostly attributed to an oversaturated global market. Geologist Lee Jones has worked with the Michigan oil industry for more than 40 years, and he says with oil prices so low, local energy producers have been forced to scale back.
Because of the crash in prices, companies just don't have any cash flow or much cash flow to drill wells, so that's been a negative for the local oil and gas industry.
But Jones says that once the market stabilizes, he's confident Michigan will start producing once again. For the Environment Report, I'm Sam Corden.
This is the Environment Report. Bald eagles came off the endangered species list in 2007 because they were doing so well. And these days, you can see more bald eagles than in any time in the past 50 years. That's according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The agency has just finalized a new rule about bald and golden eagles. Brian Millsap is joining me now to explain the rule. He's the National Raptor Coordinator with the Fish and Wildlife Service. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you? Glad to be here.
The agency has revised the permitting system for unintentional impacts to eagles. What does that mean?
Unintentional impacts are, you know, activities that cause the death, injury, or disturbance of eagles when that's not the purpose of the activity. They're accidental. So, for example, power lines, which bring us power to our houses, also can electrocute eagles. That's unintentional. The electric companies don't intend for that to happen, but it happens. And so that's the kind of activity these regulations actually cover.
And what are the changes? Why are you making these changes?
One of our objectives with this regulation is to allow these activities that accidentally take eagles to operate legally. The Eagle Act prohibits even unintentional take of eagles. So without these rules, a company that's operating, you know, electric distribution lines or wind turbines that's accidentally killing eagles is violating the law. These regulations allow those companies to obtain a permit and operate legally, even though they might take an eagle. The conditions under which they can get those permits are that they have to implement all practicable avoidance and minimization measures. And so, you know, they basically have to implement best management practices to ensure that their activities are having the least harm possible.
How do you make sure that you are balancing the needs of these companies with the eagle populations to make sure that there aren't too many eagles that are harmed or killed?
Now, that's a great question. And we've spent a great deal of time developing, you know, the science behind our estimate of what level of mortality eagle populations can sustain. We've collected data on eagle, both bald and golden eagle population trends, their causes of mortality, survival rates, reproductive rates, and we've used that in state-of-the-art models that allow us to estimate what proportion of additional mortality each species might be able to sustain and still meet our objective, which is that the populations minimally are stable and ideally are continuing to grow or could grow.
Brian Millsap is the National Raptor Coordinator with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I was glad to be here.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.